And we human beings, we're social beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to be social. Naturally, we like to have mates. And we like to mate. And we like to socialize. We were not created to live by ourselves. There's not a single human being that can live by himself. That is why the worst form of punishment is solitary confinement. The worst people in prison, they don't torture them. They don't whip them or burn them. No, 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 no. All they have to do is put them in solitary confinement. That's the biggest form of punishment. Because we human beings, we can't live alone. We like to live with others. Naturally, we like to be someone with someone of the opposite gender. Allah put this in us instinctively. Naturally, in our body, in our system, we like to be with someone else. And it brings us peace, peace of mind, comfort, stability. Now, some might ask that, well, I'm married, and I'm not stable, and I'm not that happy, I'm not that comfortable. Well, it's true. Some marriages, they don't lead to that. But that doesn't mean that there's something wrong with the marriage. It means there's something wrong with the actors in that marriage. There's something wrong with the husband or the wife. They're doing something to ruin the marriage. Otherwise, marriage itself, it's supposed to lead to stability, to peace, to happiness. You know, I have a friend. I know that he's not doing so well with his wife. And they're always complaining and arguing and fighting. And I know that they've considered divorce a couple of times. And whenever I see him, he's always down and depressed and sad. And one day I saw him, he was happy. He was smiling and joking around. And I told him, "Khan, alhamdulillah, you and your wife, you resolved your issue." He said, "What are you talking about?" I said, you're smiling, you're joking. I'm sure you resolved your issue with your wife. He said, "Sayyid, what are you talking about? My wife's out of the country." So, okay. A few weeks later, and he was completely okay and happy, smiling, joking. All of a sudden, I saw him frowning again. I told him, "Let me guess. Your wife's back in the country." He said, "No, she just called." Some couples, this is how it is. But this doesn't mean that marriage is the cause. The problem is with them. Either the husband or the wife. Not the actual marriage. The actual marriage, the whole purpose is sakina. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. صلى على محمد وعلى محمد. In Islam, we are encouraged to marry early. And this is extremely important. Because we live in a society that doesn't encourage getting married at an early age. Here, in the US, in Europe, most people that get married are probably in their 30s. And a lot of times when I speak to some youth that are in college or about to graduate or have just graduated, I tell them, when's the happy day? And they say, "Sayyid, it's too early. I'm not 30 yet. I'm not 35 yet. I haven't gotten my PhD yet. I'm still young." Yeah, you're still young. That's why I'm asking you, when's that happy day for you? Because you're young. Islam says that when you're young, you go and get married. Now when you become old, there's this notion that when you're young, you have fun, you do whatever you want. Once you start getting old, then you consider getting married. This is wrong. Islam promotes and supports getting married at an early age. Why? Number one, life is full of temptations, my dear brothers and sisters. We are faced with temptations. When you're young, you're faced with temptations. When you go to school, in the office, at regular places, going to a restaurant, at a cafe, friend, we're faced with temptations every day. Now what do you do? In the face of these temptations, there's three options. You either fail in this test, and you give in to these temptations, and you lose yourself. And you lose yourself. The second is you abstain, and you don't give in to the temptations. But And it requires a lot of patience and tolerance. But this is difficult. 99% of the people, they don't have this patience. And they don't have this tolerance. And the third option, Islam says, go and get married. You don't need to kill yourself in patience and in tolerance and remaining at home in solitude. And you don't at the same time go and give in to temptations. You take the middle route, the moderate route, you get married. Islam says that marriage is a form of protection. It's a protection for the youth. Now, previously, the only form of temptation was adultery or fornication. But unfortunately today, with the issue of same-sex marriage, with the issue of homosexuality, the danger is much greater, my dear brothers and sisters. The issue is much greater. And unfortunately, and I've said this before, that we live in a society that makes it okay. That issue is completely okay. Look at the movies. Look at the sitcoms. In most sitcoms, there has to be one homosexual. In most movies, there has to be at least one homosexual. You know why? So that everyone begins to think it's okay. When you see them every day, in every sitcom, in every movie, you become accustomed to it. It becomes completely okay. And this is the danger. The danger is here. Islam says, get married and protect yourself. This is number one. At an early age. Number two. You see, my friends, marriage is something difficult. How? Marriage requires sacrifice. It requires changing your lifestyle. Because when you share your life with someone else, meaning you have to attune to that person's needs, to that person's desires, to that person's habits. Thus, when you get married, you have to change your lifestyle. There's some things that you have to give up. For example, if you smoke, and your partner does not like smoking, you're going to have to give that up. Now, once you're 40, if you're getting married, and this is only an example, it might be a silly example, but it's an example. If you're getting married at 40, and you've been smoking for the past 20 years, and now this lady's telling you that not a single pack of cigarettes is coming inside the house, how are you going to do it? It's going to be tough. This is one issue.